Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning. So we just had Jason Anderson on, the mayor of Duck Lake, and it's interesting the number of texts that are coming in. Would you do this? Would you consider doing this in your community? Small town Sask or bigger city Sask, I guess, for that matter. Would you consider putting up and giving naming rights to the highest bidder? Someone who wants to come in and purchase the naming rights for the community. So if that happens and it passes, which I would say is a long ways from going through yet, Duck Lake could potentially become pick the corporation. I know there's a few people online having some fun with this. Ryan and Swift Current said, hey, if I was a billionaire, I'd buy the naming rights and rename it Ducky McDuckface. Like, you know, would you have fun with this? Norbert with a text from Revenue, Saskatchewan said, how about our name? Our town, Revenue. But I mean, that's an original town name, right? I don't know the complete history of Revenue, but that wasn't put up for tender. Interesting. I know there's one, a text here from someone provided a link from the North Dakota, actually, this text come in from the Seattle Times. There's a link there. McGillicuddy is the name, is the toast of the town. So that this is a town in North Dakota changed its name a few years ago, like Duck Lake is trying to do right now. So not necessarily unprecedented, but it's in some people's minds, it's out there. It's out there. Okay, I mentioned we're into open lines. I do want to say our newsroom following very closely the news, the breaking news this morning that Saskatchewan RCMP Major Crimes has made an arrest in relation to the death of 44-year-old Tanya Myers. Tanya Myers, you'll remember, was on September the 12th driving on Highway 39 near Weyburn in a vehicle when a gunshot took her life. Punctured the vehicle, shot and killed Tanya Myers, who was in the vehicle. The driver of the vehicle, of course, was not injured in that, but of course has been scarred for life as a result of the death of her friend, the murder of her friend, who was in the front seat of the vehicle. And I'm saying murder because a charge has been laid. 42-year-old from Regina by the name of Chris Fallman arrested last night and charged, or maybe it was Saturday, but was just released late last night that this happened. So here's the charges. One count, manslaughter with a firearm. One count, careless use of a firearm. One count, carry a weapon for the purpose of committing an offense. And one count, occupy a motor vehicle knowing there's a firearm inside. So, you know, first of all, the carry the weapon with the purpose of committing an offense tells me that he was obviously driving to wherever he was driving or had the weapon for the purpose of committing a criminal offense. So, you know, that maybe takes away the notion that he was out hunting legally and as a result of a stray bullet, someone lost their life. If he's charged with, and there was grounds for this charge, carry a weapon for the purpose of committing an offense, it tells you something. You know, the careless use of a firearm, that to me is a charge that could happen, just like criminal negligence causing death, where someone is out hunting, is trying to sight in a gun or doing target practice, regardless of the fact that there's a highway right behind where they're shooting and a person ought to know that it's not safe to do it. So that, you know, that to me is where the careless use of a firearm might come in. Manslaughter, though, is really interesting to me because a manslaughter charge happens when someone kills another person where death wasn't the intended outcome, but the assault on the person was. Like, you typically will see a manslaughter charge happen. Let's just use as an example a bar fight. So two guys go out to fight. One guy beats the other to the point that the fella dies as a result of his injuries. That person may not have intended to kill the person, but did intend to injure, assault, hurt the person. Right? Because we know second degree murder is when you assault or shoot or whatever with intent to kill. And first degree is you plan it out and then you carry it out. So manslaughter tells me that there were grounds to believe he meant to hit the person with his shot from the firearm, the rifle, whatever he was using. And it's interesting that they went with manslaughter because, again, if I punch you and you die as a result of a physical altercation, I think it's believable that I didn't intend you for you to die. But if I'm squeezing the trigger on a gun, knowing and intending to hit you with a bullet, how do you not think the consequence is anything but the possibility of death? So we will learn more about this morning. The RCMP are holding a news conference a little bit later this morning. Our newsroom will be on top of that, and we will bring you that information as it is released. So if we learn something more, we will. But I'm very happy to see the RCMP have laid a charge. That's great. Clearly shows diligence of great investigative work. And I know there was some collaboration with Weyburn Police and other agencies. The details as it comes out will be really interesting in this case. Okay, let's take our break. We'll come back. Open lines, your thoughts on whatever is on your mind when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Dude, I just come to the bar and I just watch my heart get ripped out right in front of me. Like, my heart's on the floor right now and there's not even a janitor here.
It was a really good time, either the way the outcome, like, it was a lot of fun.
Incredibly disappointing, especially when we were so close to winning it all.
Oh boy, the reaction to the World Series win by the Dodgers on Saturday night is definitely a talk topic for many people this morning. There's lots of different things going on. Lines are open right now, 1-877-332-8255. How about this? We found out late last week, those meetings in South Korea, Mark Carney and Donald Trump sat at the same table. Donald Trump, on his flight home, said to reporters that Mark Carney apologized to him for the Doug Ford ad. Carney was then asked by reporters, is this true?
I did apologize to the president. President was offended by the act, or by the ad, rather. It's not something I would have done, which is to put in place that advertisement. So I apologize to him. I'm the one who is responsible in my role as prime minister for the relationship with the president of the United States. And the federal government is responsible for the foreign relationship with the U.S. government. So things happen. We take the good with the bad. And I apologize to him.
So, you know, the question is, was this the right move? Was this the right move for the prime minister to apologize? Trump was proud to say Canada apologized to me. Mark Carney confirmed that he did. Is it the right move? Was this a weak move? Here's my take on it, and I know there will be some that disagree with me, and that's why the lines are open right now. Picture yourself, like, if you're the Prime Minister of Canada, and maybe we could say, I mean, I'm not going to put words in Pierre Poilievre's mouth, but I'm thinking about him as Prime Minister of Canada, and a province did something that he knew about and didn't want them to do, because that's what Mark Carney said. He said, I viewed the ad before it was aired. I asked Ontario Premier Doug Ford not to go ahead with it. It's not something I would have done. So as he was referencing it, he knew about it. He saw it. He asked Ford not to do it, and Ford did it anyway. He's at a dinner. It's a fairly informal dinner. The president of the United States, who you are working to build a relationship with, comes up to you and says, Mark, I'm not happy about this ad. I'm not shocked that Mark Carney said, yeah, sorry about that. Right? He didn't hold a news conference to say, I'm sorry. He informally said to President Trump, yeah, sorry about that. And probably then said, you know, let's not lose the momentum that we've gained. Let's find a way to get back together and whatever. I'm not always taking Mark Carney's side on things, but on this one, I think most people would have done that. Do you agree or disagree? 1-877-332-8255. I've got Tom calling or texting from Saskatoon saying, weak, weak, weak. Absolutely not. Mark Carney should not have apologized to Donald Trump. It shows weakness. Another example why Carney is a terrible prime minister. 1-877-332-8255. What do you think? Was it, does it show weakness that he did this? Or there's another texter coming in now saying, Diane saying, I agree with you, Evan. Given the fact that this wasn't orchestrated in front of the media, we wouldn't have known about this. This is not Diane. This is me saying this. We wouldn't have known about this if Trump hadn't said it to reporters, right? Trump said, yeah, Canada apologized to me. Carney apologized to me. So then they go to Carney and say, did you say this? And he said, yeah, I did. But I mean, it was a quiet exchange at this supper. 1-877-332-8255. Do you think, let me grab a quick call here. Perry and Osler. So Perry, I think if I understand right, you're not agreeing with me. You don't think Carney should have apologized.
Oh, no, no. I think he should have.
Oh, okay.
And I think they better ratchet it down because there's a sunset clause, and like we have a trade agreement that's still intact.
Yep.
There's a sunset clause in there. Anybody at any given time can give the other party 6 months notice and pull out of it entirely. And if this, and I got a funny feeling it's going to happen here pretty soon.
So I, you know, I've got to be honest, Perry. I'm surprised to hear you say that you think Carney should have done this, but that's where you're at on this.
Yeah, they got to ratchet it down.
Right.
They're like, Trump's on high ground, they're on low ground, and actually had a family member was upset at Donald Trump that he didn't light into Mark Carney, you know, when he come down to visit him and stuff. And I said, no, you got to be careful. And so as Trump was nice and polite, said nice things, and they went to character assassination. So guess who's on high ground and who's not?
Mm. It's interesting. I'm happy. I'm pleasantly surprised to hear your take on that, Perry, because I know, I'm looking at the text line. There's some people that are beating me up for saying that I support Carney's apology. I just think if you play it out, like I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of the prime minister, which I will never be. But if I was prime minister and I'm working with you to try and build a relationship because you're the president of the United States and we're at a dinner, this ad has just aired. As prime minister, I didn't like it. I didn't endorse it, but I didn't have control over whether it aired or not. And you come to me as a guy I'm trying to build a relationship with and get a trade deal done. And you say, Evan, I'm very disappointed. I'm disappointed this aired. I'm disappointed. I mean, Mark Carney could say, well, it wasn't me. It was Doug Ford. The premier took it upon himself. I didn't want him to do it. Yeah, I mean, he could have said all those things. Maybe he did say all those things. But I think I would have said, I'm sorry about that. The buck stops with him. Mark Carney is the Prime Minister of Canada. The buck stops with him. He has to take responsibility of things that he may not have been responsible for, but ultimately have injected themselves into the situation. And so I said it before, I don't support everything Carney does, and I, like you, can point to things that are really frustrating me. In fact, we're going to get to that with the budget in a moment. But in this case, I don't fault him. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines, open text lines, lots of people weighing in on the Saskatoon. Pat from Saskatoon, you got to remember all this stuff Donald Trump says about us and how we tie all the things along the way. He's not nice to us. Why would we be nice to him? Christine says, I don't think Carney should have apologized. If one of your children do something and the other child knows that they might get punished for it and they apologize, is that okay? Or do you apologize for your wife and what she does, Evan? If you do, I'm really surprised. The only the person who commits the faux pas should be apologizing to Carney once again, licking Trump's boots. There's no right or wrong. There's no right or wrong. I mean, this is our opinion as to whether or not he should have apologized. I happen to be on the side that I'm not offended that he did. I'm not surprised that he did as someone trying to build this relationship. Lyle says, if it's the truth, why apologize? That's Lyle. That's the whole other point to this, right? Is, that's the subtext is the The ad that was taken out had Ronald Reagan's words from 1987 in it, where he's talking about the fact that he, generally speaking, thinks tariffs are counterintuitive to economic growth and prosperity for a nation. The long-term effect they have is negative. So, you know, there's the whole side spin to this that I agree the ad was accurate in its portrayal of Ronald Reagan. I didn't even dislike the ad. What I disliked was the disjointed way that our country is trying to piecemeal how we deal with the United States. And it's the push-pull. If the nation is trying to pull in one direction, it's not helpful to have a province push in the other. And we even saw this with the premiers, right? I think it's safe to say that, well, Danielle Smith didn't support the ad being played, wanted it taken down. We saw David Eby and Wab Kanoo both supporting it. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Terry in Buffalo Pound. Terry, thanks for calling in. What do you think about the Mark Carney apology?
Hey, Evan. Well, look, first and foremost, I can't stand either one of them. But anyways, Carney was screwed either way. Like, he apologizes, pisses off half the country. He doesn't. The other half's mad. And, like, do you stand up to a lunatic toddler that thrives on chaos? Or do you go down and bend a knee and hope for the best? Mm-hmm. You know, kiss his ring.
Yeah, you're right. It's a bit of a catch-22. And, we put ourselves in that position as prime minister. You're ultimately, and that's what Mark Carney talked about when he answered the question in front of the media. He said, ultimately, it is a federal responsibility. It's my responsibility to try and get this trade deal done. And I'll be the first to say, I'm frustrated with the lack of success. I'm frustrated with the lack of achieving any positive things that we can point our finger to and say, okay, we got some concessions. Just last week when I asked the question, who are you pointing the finger at? I'm the guy that said, I'm pointing it at Mark Carney. I think Mark Carney sold us a bill of goods to say he could get the deal done and hasn't got there. But at the same time, I'm not offended he apologized. I think that's probably what most people would have done in this case if they were confronted by this. 1-877-332-8255. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Lots of texts coming in on this topic. Open lines continues till the top of the hour here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
The Game 7, nearly winning it all. On the plus side, some of the best baseball that we've gotten from the Blue Jays and one of the best World Series games ever.
It was so close. So close. This should be ours.
I don't know how to assuage the pain of Blue Jays fans from coast to coast to coast, but perhaps time will take care of that eventually.
Oh, yeah. It's a tough Monday morning this morning for Jays fans or for anybody that jumped on the bandwagon, was hoping to see a World Series victory parade happening in Toronto. Instead, it's happening in L.A. this morning. Avert your eyes if it's too painful to watch. 1-877-332-8255. Do you agree with the fact that Mark Carney apologized to Donald Trump for the ad that Ontario placed as an anti-tariff ad on the U.S. networks? Colleen from Buena Vista said, the true show of weakness is the fact that Ford had to do something because Mark Carney's doing nothing. That is weakness. Whether you agree with the ad or not, Doug Ford is desperate. Mark Carney stated in his apology he's responsible for the diplomatic relationship with the U.S. So why did he see the ad and allow it to go on air, knowing full well Trump wouldn't like it? Well, I don't think he had the choice. Like, he said, his response was, yes, I saw the ad, and I didn't like it, and I didn't think he should play it, and I asked them not to play it, but they did it anyway. Like, he didn't have the veto power on it. Sean in Weyburn said, I think he had to, but it exposes his weakness as a leader that he has some rogue premiers taking trade matters into their own hands. He needs to get a deal done. He is all hat, no cattle, says Sean in Weyburn. If the shoe was on the other foot, it was Trump's idea. He would have ran with it and not apologize, Glenn in Moose Jaw. The problem is Doug Ford's ego is bigger than his brain. I'm not a Carney supporter, but he had no choice. if he wants to get back to the negotiating table. GR and Pontex with that text. 1-877-332-8255. Mitch in Balgoni says, my thoughts on the apology. When you're opposing someone that is arrogant and selfish, you have to stroke the ego first. So even a half-baked apology, yeah, I apologize, works to get you what you're looking for. Carney did the right thing. This is Dean in Kamsack. Carney did the right thing by apologizing to the president. We have a lot more to lose if we have this continuous hostility towards the United States. I think many people in this country have no idea just how bad it can get if the president pulls out the free trade agreement with Canada. How about this text? I love this text. Robin in Prince Albert says, don't let Trump know about Duck Lake. What a good point. You don't think Donald Trump would buy up the naming rights to a town in Saskatchewan, Canada, just for the heck of it? By the way, there was that story that came out over the weekend that United States President Donald Trump announced that the White House had purchased ownership stakes in Vancouver-based mining companies Trilogy Metals and Lithium Americas. A couple of Canadian critical mineral companies that do mining, and Energy and Natural Resource Minister Tim Hodgson has been downplaying it. He was on with Vashi Kapelos on Question Period, and he was basically saying, this is not a big deal. This is not something to blow out of proportion. We have Vashi Kapelos on our show first thing tomorrow morning. So this, plus the fact that we are hearing the federal budget come down tomorrow, there's lots for sure to talk about. 1-877-332-8255. Greg has been waiting so patiently. I've only got about a minute and a half left, Greg, but I wanted to get you on. What's on your mind today?
Okay, so first of all, story about the Blue Jays. We got to see some great ball. It didn't go our way.
Yep.
Carney, I think he's just being strategic with the apology, so cut him some slack. But my reason for my call, it's more of a hugs and bugs kind of thing. I'm watching CBC. Let's say Saturday night, and I'm watching my hockey game, and then it goes to commercial and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Last night, I'm watching Dragon's Den, and then where there should be a commercial, they've just got a red screen. It says, please be patient. We'll be back after the commercial break. Only there's no commercial, Evan.
What? Just a red screen of death?
A red screen, and it says, be patient or something. Who knows what it says? It's just, there's no commercial.
Hmm.
Like, I'm wondering, like, who's paying for this stuff?
Well, we know the answer to that, Greg.
You know what I mean? Like, so, why is the CDC still around?
Well, that's another good question for us to ask some of the federal ministers when we have them on the show. We will be talking lots about federal spending, federal budget, starting tomorrow on the program. Greg, thanks for calling in and bringing that up. And I mentioned earlier, Vashi Kapelos, our first guest tomorrow morning on the show. All right, let's take our break. We'll be back with today's Roundtable of Justice here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.